Well, I think I'll have a beer.
We don't have no beer, just tequila.
He don't listen to you, asshole.
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
You really suck!
Maybe I'll just have another beer. They're pretty filling, aren't they? Much cerveza!
I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
I'd knock that shit off if I was you.
Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Dick, and I'm a fat loser.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
You're damn right.
Welcome to Big Foamy Head, the good and evil beer show.
So, we've got a couple of beers. We're trying to figure out the name for this, and Martin was looking at this and figured out we have good and evil represented on our table tonight. We have two beers, Satan Gold, a Belgian ale, and Santa's Private Reserve. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about whether they're the same person, right? It's just a slight misspelling of the name. Santa, Satan, could be. You never see them both at the same place. They wear red. Okay? Think about that. So we're starting off with our Satan Gold, which is a weird name. And I picked this up in New Orleans. They have a Satan Gold, Satan Red, and this is a Belgian golden ale. And the thing that we noticed when we popped it is a cork. This is a 720 milliliter, right?
750.
And, man, the aroma coming off of that thing, it's like citrus and orange juice and just all kinds of – I mean, the nose on the thing is just – it's not overwhelming. It's just predominant. You can smell it from like a yard away.
Well, yeah. When I poured it, I mean, I just got a bouquet of citrus, and pouring it, it looks – golden, mm-hmm. which, you know, from Satan Gold, but I mean, it's almost like a champagne. They even bottled it as such.
It's very effervescent and bubbling, and you poured yours straight down to really break it up and aerate it a bit. I poured mine a little bit of an angle. You still have a little bit of foam left, and it's making a nice lacing like the Belgians do, and it just kind of clings to the glass and.
Yeah,
and,
but the head didn't last as long as I thought it would. But then I'm looking here. It's only 8% alcohol by volume.
Well, but the alcohol sort of affects the head. But not, I mean, this doesn't have a – there's not a lot of hops to it. It's not – I mean, it's good. I'm enjoying it so far.
I guess. And, of course, with our beer meal.
Our show snacks. We're going old school. Cheese and crackers.
With rendezvous spices.
Rendezvous rub all over it. Mike's not here. He's drunk in Chicago at the moment. And Rick is tardy getting home from the bar. So, hell, we started without him, bastards.
Well, that's good. There's more beer for us.
That's right, more for us. So they'll both be calling in, hopefully. Well, Mike probably he'll probably end up in jail.
And remember, it's all about me.
That's right. This is Martin's show. So anyway, the Satan Gold, it's I lost my place. No sooner do I print this stuff out, I'll lose it. Okay, it is a Belgian strong pale ale, and it is rated a whopping 83 on Beer Advocate, 8% alcohol, and, you know, not too bad. Not a whole lot of reviews in for this, and I don't know whether it's that available everywhere. I picked this up in New Orleans, and they had it. I actually saw it on tap,
It says a product of Belgium, so they're shipping it in here. It's not being brewed locally.
Yeah. You know, it's not. It is a Belgian beer from Brewery de Blac in Belgium, but it's good. It's good, easy drinking beer. And Rick has joined us. And
I have.
What are you drinking on?
I am drinking a Brew Bubba's Who Put Coffee in My Stout.
There you go.
And Jerry and Craig sent me a six-pack of their home brews to thank me for providing some content for the show.
Good.
And they were very appreciative of us in a recent show episode that they released. So if people aren't listening to brewbubbas.com, Yahoo, go check them out. The last show speaks favorably of us.
Well, good. So they sent me Jack.
Daniels? Jack Daniels?
I wish.
You did not provide content for the show.
Well,
anyway, I can say that this,
asked, you know.
This coffee stout, it's wonderful. It's not quite as dark as a Russian Imperial. It's just, you know, kind of a brownish tan. And you can definitely taste the coffee. It's definitely got that coffee acid.
Is it like that Sparks taste. Beer that we had a while back?
It's so much better than Sparks.
Well, I mean, you know, the caffeine.
Sparks is like orange nuclear irradiated piss.
See, I missed it for a minute. It's like, well, it wouldn't taste anything like Sparks. Okay, caffeine. Yeah. I got it now. So did they use coffee or is it the
malt? I assume they do.
Malt.
Yeah, because okay. It says, who put coffee in my stout?
Okay. Well, so good stuff then. Highly recommended.
Fantastic beer.
Not available anywhere near you.
Just the one bottle in my fridge.
There you go.
And unfortunately, those single bottles don't last very long in anyone's fridge.
No, I take care of them.
Yeah, well, when they're good beer, they're drunk beer.
Drunk beer?
They're drunk beer.
They get drank? Drunk?
The beer gets drunk.
Yes. Drinking drunk.
Somebody's going to get drunk. Okay, I'm playing with the knobs here on the mixer. God knows what we sound like.
Can you leave my knobs alone?
They're not your knobs. So, okay, so ours is, we're off to a pretty good start. Way better. God, that last show. Oh, God. The Sammy Claus.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, that was a mess. So,
Before we get started, we started this a couple of shows ago, and we're not carrying on with it, and I think we need to carry on with the tradition. The Gilligan's Island Death Watch.
Somebody die?
No. Jim Backus, Natalie Schaefer, Alan Hale, and Bob Denver are still dead.
They are still dead.
They're still
okay.
dead. They, unlike Elvis, they haven't come back.
There's
the
been no,
alive.
No Gilligan sightings?
No Gilligan anywhere. Sightings, except on Nickelodeon. And
now, you know, that'll be one of those, sooner or later, some genius, especially with the writer's strike, is going to say, hey, why don't we do a remake? And it'll just be shit. Like, remember the Beverly Hillbillies, when they remade that with, what's his name? Hey, Vern guy. He's dead. Jim Varney.
Yep. Died?
Yeah, he's dead. He's been dead.
Not his career, him, personally.
Well, both. Hell, they both went to the shitter right after that movie, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, he's dead. Oh. And anyway, what's his name? Diedrich Bader. He was the only guy that survived. The guy who played Jethro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. He went on to Drew Carey, and now he's like, I saw him playing like some gay guy on a show. That was it. He's gone. But we digress. So the Belgian ale that we're drinking here, good stuff. Rick's enjoying a coffee stout. We've got a number of things, a number of points of business we got to take care of on this show. In addition to drinking some good beers, we have yet another entry in the sexiest beer alive.
Well, do tell.
Yes, Rick, you didn't know about this. This just in from our good friends at Should I Drink That? Father Spoon and Sister Lushy have taken times from their clerical duties to put a little something together and submit it. And you're going to hear it later on in the show, the Sexiest Beer Alive. And, you know, we still have not put together our respective nominations and put like some pimped up, mood music. I'm thinking, God, what can I do? And I keep coming to like these really bad 70s sort of bow, chicka, bow, bow, you know, things. I don't know what to do.
What you call that bad? That was the classic music.
That
is classic rock and roll at its finest.
Okay.
Well Clark has set the bar really high for us. So.
That's what I'm saying. I'm intimidated.
You almost need video to beat that.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to have to go full-on hardcore porn.
Beer porn video.
Beer porn. It's a whole new industry.
Oh, baby, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah, with your beer.
Watch me foam all over the place.
Well, yeah. you mentioned that.
But it's the server at the Gordon Beer.
Yeah, well, you know, what we could do is set that, what was that tale, how is a beer better than a woman? Set that to music.
Yeah.
Now there's a thought. Okay, don't say that. Somebody will steal it.
Oh, okay. Good, I didn't say that.
Good plan. Good plan. We'll just have to see about working that in somewhere soon. So we're going to have a lot more coming up. We got some really classy beer news tying in with our theme of good and evil. Yes.
I've got some timely beer news just happened today.
You have some up-to-the-minute, fast-paced, hard-hitting, action-packed as it breaks. And you're our man on the scene. This is like a live report, right?
Johnny on the spot. That's right.
And more importantly, folks, this is not rehearsed. This is all ad-libbed.
We never rehearse.
That would be a lot better show if it did.
Probably would. A lot tighter. I'm going
to
enjoy.
People might listen to us.
They might.
My mom listens to us.
Get the numbers up to the double digits.
I thought she was listening to us, and I found out her hearing aid battery was down, but oh well.
And so we're going to come back here. We're going to play you a little more in the Memphis music scene, local artist. We are still finalizing our deal, hoping to get this done soon with our unsigned artist. And this is not an unsigned artist. He's a signed artist. Take a listen. We'll be right back. So we're back doing a little high stepping. That was Larry Raspberry.
Nice, nice tune. It's a swing, and as you pointed out, it had the boogie woogie piano
and
part of
big band. You said it's because a little bit of everything, a little something for everybody. And Larry Raspberry, this is from back in the day in Memphis. He was like a party band. He was an original member of the Gentry's, another old as hell Memphis group. Scored a number one hit with Keep On Dancing back in the 60s or some such. And
Actually, I'm still dancing because of that.
Okay.
Because of that very song.
Well, Rick was dancing, and he had to go dance off and go take care of some business. He was doing a little high-stepping of his own. I think the somebody poured coffee in my stout is taking his toll on him.
Rick, has it snowed there yet?
There's been a lot of snow in the mountains. We had 4 feet just down south, but nothing where I live. So I'm lucky that way.
You know, we're referring to Rick's home as Studio West now.
Oh, I am so sorry.
We're getting all hip and happening like all the other beer podcasters who have Studio A and B and 7 and all that, right? So we're doing it by compass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we ought to do a little geocaching for our listeners.
I know. This is Martin's idea.
Yes, I have an idea.
Did you hear about this? Okay.
I've heard of geocaching, yes. Okay. That's where you leave little trinkets at specific locations, and then you use your GPS device to go find them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do that with the studios.
What?
Yeah.
Not that in what you said.
Yeah.
You were going to put a beer somewhere.
Yes.
And then have people try and find it. I just don't know how that will work. One.
Right. So we'll put a beer in both our studios and then have people break into our homes. And,
there you go.
Yeah,
there you
go. Right?
See? Okay.
Hey, that's a great idea, yeah. Martin. I love that.
Good plan.
I'm all over that one.
Okay.
Well, it sounded good before the beers, okay?
I didn't hear the part about putting it in our house. He said, we'll hide a beer, then we'll go find it. Not that, but we'll know where it is. So,
no, for the one or two listeners that we have, okay, they can go find it.
That's right. So here you go. Get your plane tickets ready. Keep them open so you can go anywhere in the U.S.
As long as it's Memphis or in Colorado.
No, I'm traveling, man. I'm going to be on the road. So I sort of like this idea.
Well, that'd be a cool thing because you could go someplace and hide a beer.
That's what I'm saying.
On a, like a...
Something.
Or dresser.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
I'm
going to be in... Hotel things.
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be in Dallas. I'm going to be in Augusta, Georgia. I'm going to be in a bunch of places here before the end of the year.
Where in the world is Dick's Beer?
Oh, there you go. Okay. And if
just
nobody,
like where in the world is Matt Lauer?
And if nobody, So if nobody finds it, we'll just tell them where the damn thing is, and somebody will go get it. Okay, we're going to file that away for further consideration. And we've been filing away the Satan's gold. This stuff,
I finished mine.
Man,
you're
this goes
wonders.
Down good. But this is it gone?
It's
is
gone.
It, that's a 750 milliliter bottle.
I mean,
gone.
What was that? I mean, that's almost a full liter. I mean, that's 3/4 of a liter.
Well, yeah.
750 milliliters.
Yes, math boy, it is.
Hey, no, I'm AV boy.
AV boy, yes. That's right. Proud assistant captain of the AV squad. So,
okay. Here's my issue with your find the beer thing.
Okay.
You're going to have John Rambo, the wigged out Vietnam veteran, homeless dude, who's going to go scrounge the beers and drink them. Before our fine listeners can go find them.
No, Dick is going to put them in.
No, we got to put them in somewhere weird.
Yeah, well, Dick will, in his hotels, you know, he'll find the sauna and stick in the deep end of the sauna.
Behind the
like
fire
that.
Extinguisher.
There you go. I mean, you
yeah.
know. And the fake ferns in the lobby.
Okay.
He'll go to the Adams Mark and dig a hole in the fern in the lobby.
Yeah, behind the fern.
And,
we're gonna think about this, except there's only one problem. I got no GPS. So,
okay.
I'm going to have to make it up.
No, pull it out of petty cash. You can buy a decent one for $99.
All right. Well, and you know, speaking of which, I could ask for one for Christmas.
Or better yet, just use your phone. I'm sure your phone's got GPS.
No, it doesn't. Don't get all techno on me. No.
Well, I think the civilian ones are accurate up to 3 meters. So,
what's
that, 9 feet?
Yeah.
They can go within 9 feet of them.
I had my clever segue about it's Christmas. Martin hosed me on it. Here, can you pop it open over there? He's whipping out his Swiss Army knife here. My clever segue that was screwed was our next beer, Santa's Private Reserve Ale. And, so this is the Satan. We've neglected the Memphis. We were enjoying it so much we forgot to mention the Satan. Hey, that was the evil part. Now's the good part.
Yeah.
Santa.
We were naughty. Now we're going to be nice.
That's right. That's
same
right.
Same glasses?
So here's the Santas. And I got mixed feelings about this because I did a little research and I went looking for it. And, of course, I got my same old, my notes from Beer Advocate. But I went and looked and I found a website that had reviewed some winter beers. And one of them was this very beer we're drinking here, the Rogue Santa's Private Reserve Ale. And Martin, go ahead, give it a shot. What do you got? This has got pours a rocky puffy head, very nice pudding like. Laces a lot. It's a kind of a copper with a little reddish hue color. It's got a pronounced hop smell, Rick. This is like, I mean, you know, the Rogue guys, they like those West Coast, Northwest hops, and man, you can smell it.
Yeah, I was going to say that it does follow in the Rogue tradition, the Rogue Brewers tradition.
Oh, man, I just got it. It's a hop monster. It'll jump up and bite you. I just got a. It's a lot of bitterness to this, and I'm wondering though if this is one of those beers that if you don't, you know, like our a couple of shows ago, the Celebration Ale. It was a little bit
Celebration
hot.
Celebration times come up.
All you got to do is say that. Yeah. It's like a button he fires off.
I didn't know you were a karaoke machine.
He's a human beatbox, man.
Yeah,
are
really?
You kidding?
Do you carry him on your shoulder?
Back in his wrap.
I'm all disco all the time.
Listen, you cannot let him get near a 40-ish Schlitz malt liquor, or it's all over with. He's going to be rolling on the floor, rapping, doing the human beatbox thing. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, so TJ Ripple's out of the question, huh?
No, he didn't go for that lowbrow stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is a high-quality malt liquor. So the Rogue Private Reserve, it's a hot bomb, and so I wondered though if this is something that if you didn't know what you're getting into, you might think something funny. And sure enough, the guys at Spokane7.com, a nice little blog here, no idea what it's about, but they reviewed a bunch of different little beers: Alaskan Winter, New Belgium Tubolo, Big Sky Powder, Port Brewing, Santa's Little Helper Imperial Stout, and then down here, scrolling through like 8 or 9 of them, they have Rogue Santa's Private Reserve, color amber, nose fruity, hint of industrial cleanser, Comet, for example, palate, bitter and astringent, pros, cool bottle, got Santa with a beer, cons, virtually undrinkable, high possibility that both bottles were tainted, rating, ugh.
Really?
They pimp slap this beer bad. I would not say odor of industrial. Now, what did I say? I mean, a lot of nose hop.
Yeah, it's okay. A hot bomb, that's for sure.
I'm wondering, though, if these guys aren't some limp-wristed flit boys. Mm-hmm. They're probably nice guys. I just, you know, saying that for fun. But when you smell those hops and stuff, I can see where it might be kind of that, you know, that kind of astringent kind of nose, you know, how hops get. But I like this myself. I think this is really good.
Well, do you want me to read what the Beer Advocate said?
Why, by all means.
Well, since you handed it to me, I guess I'll read it.
And Q Martin.
Okay. Santa's Private Reserve. Now, this one was very well reviewed. 544 reviews compared to 41 for our Satan's Gold, which means this is more widely available to our
Yeah,
reviewers.
It's a Rogue beer all over the place.
Anyways, it 6% alcohol by volume, and its overall score was an 86, just 3 better than the Belgium that we just had.
And this is Beer Advocate, so they're our personal preference, a little better scoring system. So good ride.
Yeah, but the fact that 544 people reviewed it,
that's
a lot better.
Out there. It's getting out there.
I mean, you got a good cross section, and sounds like these poor saps up in Seattle probably get a little too much rain and not enough beer.
Well, you know, I think it goes back to like what we were talking about a show or so ago, personal preference, right?
Right.
I mean, we love the hops and like a good malty beer too, but some people just get some and just doesn't agree with them. And Phil was all over the Celebration beer.
Yeah. Well, this one, you know, it is punching my tonsils as it goes down.
It's got
a bit of an aftertaste to it. Of course,
that's your fault, Martin, for still having tonsils. Get those things yanked, and then you won't have a problem.
Wait, give me my pliers. I'm going to take care of this right now.
Actually, I'm just wondering if it's maybe a cross between this Rendezvous seasoning we're having with our beer snack.
Well, see, that's why I wanted to wait a little bit on the Rendezvous. We got some, Rick, we're having the cheese and crackers. We're old school, and it got a little side of Rendezvous rub because this, I love having barbecue spicy foods with a hot bomb.
Well, yes, this would go excellent with one of those pork shoulders we did with a nice
rub. It would. It would. This, I think hot beers and spicy foods are excellent.
But I wouldn't do this on a hot day. Obviously, this is a winter brew because this is not a hot day beer. You wouldn't drink this on a hot day.
But I'm not really getting anything behind it. I mean,
do you think Santa Claus on the label is kind of your first hint?
Yeah.
That that's not really a lawnmower beer?
No, yeah. In July, should avoid this.
Well, but, thanks for just slapping me in the face. You know,
problem.
Just show up next time, okay? It's been hard to slap you back across the airwaves here.
But, you know, it's one of those things that there's no spice. There's no cinnamon. There's no little elf thing to this. I mean, it's a hot bomb.
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah,
with you.
That's disconcerting because you don't want your Christmas beers to be, well, seasoned with Christmas flavors, you know.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I have a little hint of cinnamon or.
Well, you know, I will say this. If for the guys at Spokane 7, if you thought this was bad, wait till you have the beer we're going to drink next. It's gonna be bad.
I was just in Spokane 2 weeks ago, and I had the worst Chinese food I've ever had in my entire life. Chow mein that was out of the freaking can.
Really? Like La Choy stuff, that kind of slimy,
the stuff your mom used to make, you know, from 1970. She'd open the can and put them on some
the little crispy noodles.
Yeah. And I paid good money in a restaurant for that in Spokane.
Well, did you have any industrial cleaner taste to that? I'm trying to, you know, draw a conclusion here about their
maybe that would have been better.
They run everything through Comet.
Up there in Spokane.
You got to load, check the salt and pepper shakers where you use it. It might be Comet and Drano.
So I wouldn't count Spokane as being the mecca of good beer tastes at the moment.
Well, you know what? Rick, speaking of good taste, we got to do something to get all these tastes out of our mouth. We need some good taste, some class, some culture.
Cue the music. Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Studio presents Beer Haiku Daily. Freudian slip. Trimming the tree, loaded with beer. Loaded with cheer. Beer Haiku Daily. That was written by Captain Hops.
Yay. Class. Culture. Beer Haiku. Good stuff.
I mean, I'm just sitting over here glazed.
There's a little tear in the corner of your eye.
Would you not
it's
tell
well
anybody?
Enough.
You're turning into a girl. Look at you. I know it's Christmas, and I know it reminds you of your childhood, sitting around the tree.
Getting drunk.
Loaded with beer. Oh, man. Hey, do you like eggnog? Egglog?
The what? Egglog?
Egglog is nowhere near as good as... apparently, okay, who's having its way with me? Satan or Santa?
Oh, you're just a menage a trois happening.
Okay, here you go. Yeah, with myself. Me, myself, and I.
No, you, yourself, Rogue, and Santa. I mean, Satan and Santa.
That's a four-way.
Oh,
okay, here we go. Bonus round. Name the Simpsons dog.
Ruff.
Satan's little helper.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Okay, that's the beer talking there. Okay, so we're still working on that. The beer haiku, fantastic as usual. And we've got some more things coming up in the next segment. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get accused of stealing. I've already been accused of this once, of stealing another beer show's tagline. Well, it's about to get worse. We're going to steal their theme. So I'm going to keep you in suspense about what we're going to do. Suspense. And just to remind you, for all of the beer shows, all of the beer podcasts that we mentioned, be sure to visit beersafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there. All of the great beer podcasts you listen to, and several that suck out loud. Plus, we've got My Life as a Foodie with our dear friend Phil, who we always got to give some man love to on every show.
Oh, yes.
It's
Phil,
a rule.
The man.
Phil gets man love every show. That's written
the
down.
The legend.
That's right.
And not even in our own minds.
No, no. So be sure to check out beersafari.com. Lots of great shows. Good beer show. Oh, shout out to Jeffrey T and the Good Beer Show. They are closing in on their 3-year anniversary. That's phenomenal.
Well, isn't that gypsum?
That's like,
isn't that the gypsum anniversary?
The gypsum?
Yeah.
So what do we give them? Like a pool cue?
No, you give them a drywall.
Drywall.
Was it like a piece of dirty, ratty drywall we picked up off a construction site? No, but that's pretty good, though. We were talking offline about longevity for Beer Podcast. And Beer Safari, you only get the cream of the crop. We kicked the Johnny-come-latelys and the half-ass shows off. They're not on there. They're not on Beer Safari. Just don't listen. You're wasting your time. Yeah, and you've got a lot more to live for than just pissing away your ears, your valuable time on these half-baked shows. If they're not on Beer Safari, let that be your guide. So we'll be back. Here's another local guy, friend of ours from way back, Keith Sykes. Keith.
Yeah, that was an interesting tune. Why don't you tell them the story during the that you shared with me during the break about them?
The one that got you all choked up like that?
Yeah, that and the phlegm, but
okay.
Go ahead.
That's Keith Sykes. He's a local guy. We played his stuff on the shows God knows how long ago. So he's a local songwriter, singer, been around forever, got a little bit of national attention with that very song back in the late 80s, but his real claim to fame is if you are a Parrothead or a Jimmy Buffett fan, you know the big theme song is Volcano.
Okay.
He wrote it. That's
right.
His big deal. He wrote that. He wrote Costa Marseille, a number of songs for the likes of Jimmy Buffett, Jerry Jeff Walker, a bunch of, you know, the southern kind of, I guess you call them balladeers. I don't know what you call those guys. And that's kind of Keith's deal. And so we're going to bring in just more and more cross sections of Memphis. We've been kind of going light. We're going to get hardcore next show or two. So this is it, the infamous third segment where all bets are off. And I got to thinking about this, and Rick and I talked about this, God, I don't know how long ago, and we never did it. Rick, you remember when we were talking about beer cocktails?
Yes, you were going to do a show about that.
Yeah, well,
and some girl on an obscure channel had done something similar. She was mixing beer in with, let's say, Bloody Mary mix.
Exactly right. That, yeah. That's called a red eye.
Boy, you've got a very good memory, Rick.
He has a memory like a steel trap.
Steel trap.
And that beer hasn't faded that at all.
Not at all. It only makes him smarter, more talented, and able to dance better.
And
it's
all the
I'm
beautiful
killing off the slow brain cells.
That's it. You're weeding them out, leaving only the robust, healthy ones.
That's right.
kind of exfoliating the dead stuff.
You have to do it.
And those pesky ones that just won't die. And Rick, you were talking about the obscure network, which we here call Food Network. And that was Sandra Chick, semi-homemade. I forget her name. And just look at her. You know, I can watch her with the sound off. But anyway... Yes, she is.
That's what she said.
But so anyway, when I was looking through for some beer news, I saw this little news blurb fly past called Wine Tales. It's like, what the hell? And it's like cocktails made out of wine.
Okay, I can buy that.
Okay, and we don't care about that. So I went looking for beer cocktails, and I turned to the source from which all knowledge flows.
Wikipedia?
Yes, sir, the Wikipedia. On the internet, beer cocktail. When you look up beer cocktail on the internet, you get some serious recipes, okay? And Martin,
how serious are we talking?
Well, hoist your glass here. I prepared a beer cocktail for Martin.
It smells like crap.
Thank you. Okay.
I know what's in it. I can smell what's in it.
Okay, what do you smell? What do you smell?
Well, do you want me to tell the listeners?
Yeah, what do you smell?
I smell beer and Jack Daniels.
That was a good call. That's what it is, okay? Mm.
Well, that's like a big formula.
That is not bad at all.
It's not bad.
That is quite good.
Let me tell you what this is. 1 ounce Jack Daniels, 7 ounces, although in our case I split it 12 ounces, so 6 ounces of Yingling. Any old lager will do.
Man, this AV, this alcohol by volume's got to be at least 20%.
It's up there, but this is called a down below. If you look on Wikipedia under beer cocktails, down low. 1 shot of Jack Daniel's top with 7 ounces of cheap beer. Served in a highball or shot glass. No, we're not doing that. We've got the long-stemmed rosé wine glasses.
Because we're cultured and
well,
we have taste.
Oh, my God, we're cultured. but if you smell it, Rick, you know how we like those bourbon barrel stouts?
Well, I was going to say, that was a Big Foamy Head staple. We always mix our bourbon or whiskey with
good
beer.
Well, now we're legitimate. We got a name for it.
I have to admit.
Got a name for it.
Yeah.
I've been down low, and this is a lot better.
It's pretty good.
This
I'm enjoying this.
This is quite good.
I'm not even going there.
I know. Hey, he's got the knee pads to prove it.
But, he opened the door wide.
That was too easy. So let me tell you about some of these beer cocktails. A bee sting.
Hey, I am not gay. How many times have I told
you're
you
just
that?
Really, really happy.
I'm just really hoppy. I'm hoppy.
Hoppy and happy. Wishing he was humpy. So the bee sting, a dark beer and orange juice gag, black and tan.
No, that makes sense. That would, I mean, the taste to me, you know, in thinking about it, that would sound.
Well,
I mean,
we'll try. Try it. Boilermaker.
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Now here's the one that I didn't know about this. Now, you heard that Beastie Boys song, Brass Monkey?
Sure,
Brass Monkey. Indeed.
Yeah. I always thought of that cocktail, that Hublin cocktail in a can that, you know, your dad might have bought, or it's been around forever.
I'm sorry, I'm catching a hell of a buzz off of this cocktail.
It's working pretty fast.
Oh, man,
fast,
it's kicking
it?
My butt.
So
Brass Monkey.
Yeah, that's
funky
the
funky monkey.
There you go. The human beatbox. But apparently, there's a beer drink known as the Brass Monkey. What you do is you take your 40 of malt liquor, usually Old English, one of our favorites, next to Steel Reserve. You drink it down to the top of the label, then you fill it back up with orange juice. That's a Brass Monkey. Put it in a cup, drink it up, Brass Monkey.
I think that would go good with an omelet
monkey.
And bacon.
I'm so glad I'm out of college. I don't have to do this crap anymore.
It's a breakfast drink.
It's a breakfast drink.
You know, beer's not just for breakfast anymore, you know?
No, it's not. So pour it in your cup, fill it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
A little background music. Okay, so we're going to get our cocktails on. Let me tell you about some of the rest of these. We got a Broadway, popular in Japan, mixing beer and a cola. Beer and Coke is known as a Broadway. Car Bomb, you can hear actually Sick Puppy from Should I Drink That? Espouse about that on our friend Bubby's show, Brain Gravy. They have a car bomb or two. Cerveza Preparada, no idea what the hell that is, it doesn't say. A Chavela, a Depth Charge, also known as Boilermaker.
I love Boilermaker.
You know, what we're drinking here is a Boilermaker without the shot glass, right? That's all
it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I thought Boilermakers was with vodka.
But it has to do with the preparation.
Well,
Jack Daniels first.
I thought Boilermakers used vodka instead of Jack Daniels.
No. Nah. Bourbon. Or actually, rye whiskey was the original Boilermaker. Okay, we got the Down Low, which we're enjoying. The Fan Shop. Cheap beer plus orange Fanta. Fan Shop. Fanta.
I couldn't stomach that.
Here's one. A Flaming Cheeky Tractor. A half pint of beer, Bailey's Irish Cream, Smirnoff Ice, Port, WKD Blue and Sambuca. That's just like somebody wringing out a damn bar towel.
No, it sounds. Yeah, I was going to say somebody just had a bunch of time on their hands late at night and just threw that together.
Okay, here's one. A Honey Bear. 2/3 Leinenkugel's Honey Weiss and 1/3 Leinenkugel's Berry Weiss. The Hulk. Half part lager beer topped with WKD Blue, which turns the lager bright green. I don't know what the hell a WKD Bright Blue is. Okay, there's a lot more. Look it up on Wikipedia. I'm not going to do all your damn research for you.
Well, you did my homework in high school.
That's because you paid me. Okay, so we've got a lot.
That's what she said.
And she did.
She paid me.
She paid you?
Yeah, she paid
me. So we have this is really – I'm quite surprised. I alluded to this earlier that our good friend Sick Puppy and Father Spoon at Should I Drink That? Featured on BeerSafari.com. They drink damn near anything, and I'm expecting something vile and nasty. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, now that you mentioned it, you know, I am a big fan of Boilermakers.
Are you?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed a good Boilermaker in my past, and I haven't even gone to Purdue.
Well, this is good stuff.
Yes, this is quite tasty. And, I wonder how this would taste with a hoppy beer, though.
Yeah, there you go. Something to try. So we got a lot more coming up. Why don't we take a second and hear yet another entry into the sexiest beer alive. This one comes from Father Spoon and Sister Lushy of Should I Drink That?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope of Porter, the Cardinal of Craft Beer, the Bishop of Barley Wine, the Holy Man of Hops, the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Hey everyone, this is Father Spoon alongside with Sister Lushy. Say hello.
Hello.
And we are here for ShouldIDrinkThat.com. I'm going over the sexiest beer nomination, but first we have to get into the mood. So Sister Lushy, if you would please start the music.
You got it.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that is not the music I picked out. I did not pick out Bon Jovi. No, no. This is what I was waiting for.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, there we go. So this beer that we have here is from Victory Brewing. It's called the Golden Monkey Triple. Sister Lushy, what do you think of that label there? The label for it is a golden monkey with an eyeball in the middle, kind of doing the whole little Buddha thing. Once again, I said this is from Victory Brewing. It's in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. We're going to pop this bad boy open. It's 9.5%, and it is a triple. Cool. Pour you a glass. And one of the reasons why I think this is a very good nomination for Sexiest Beer. First of all, take a whiff of this. The aroma to it.
Smells like feet.
It's a bouquet of feet. Father Spoon likes the bouquet of feet.
Smells like feet.
You can tell the love that we get here in Studio B. I have a bug in mine. Look at that.
I'm so not drinking that. That bug came out of that bottle.
It did. I had a bug in my bottle. What the hell is that? It's like a mosquito or something. Okay, I'm not drinking that one. I'm drinking yours. You can drink this one.
I'm not drinking anything.
You're going to drink it and like it.
There was a bug in it. I don't drink stuff with a bug in it.
Well, tough. You're going to drink it now.
Get the heck out of here. We could be rich. We could sue them.
Is there a doctor
Quit
in the house?
With my music! Oh, you know what? This is why you're not on the show. I will gut you like a tauntaun. Drinking a bug. Okay. We'll give this a sip. Let me know what you think of this. We'll go from there. The label also has a nice little green and purple look to it. Why not? It's not sexy. It's got head. It has head.
We're not even going there. It's monk feet.
Monk feet? It's, you sure it's not monkey feet?
It's not.
Oh, well, Father Spoon loves us. And if you don't stop messing with my music, I'm going to permanently ban Bon Jovi in this house. Knock it off.
All right. First of all, you can't ban
the hell I can't.
What?
No. Yeah, bye.
No, power.
No, this is my show, not yours. My show.
Drink your monkey.
You're just here. You're here because people don't believe you exist.
Drink your monkey.
You know what? After tonight, I'm going to start to wonder.
Drink your monkey pee and shut up.
I like it. This is very good monkey pee.
You like everything.
I know I like everything, but I really like this one. Because apparently I like monkey pee, but I don't like the one that has the... The guy's doing like the backstroke in that thing.
He's dead. He's not doing a backstroke.
Yes, he is. He can do it because he's dead. If you go to Beer Advocate, you'll see this as 85% or 85 overall score. It's 9.5% alcohol by volume, and it's very delicious. I don't know what. That's not my nose hair. That's a bug. No, barley doesn't have wings. It can make you fly if you drink enough, but that's just, well, didn't expect that to happen, now did we?
That's just gross. I'm not liking that at all.
It's Father Spoon's nomination for sexiest beer, a live beer, is from Victory Brewing Company, Downingtown, Pennsylvania. It is the Golden Monkey Triple. Father Spoon, Sister Lushy, the other half of ShouldIDrinkThat.com, or even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
And thanks to Father Spoon and Sister Lushy for at least stepping up to the plate and sending in a nomination. More coming on future shows. And now, beer news.
It's time for Big Foamy Head Beer Witness News, the latest breaking, hop-hitting, no-holds-barred coverage of the malt and barley world. Sit back, crack a cold one, and get ready for...
Beer, it's your best friend, you drink a lot of it.
Beer News!
And in the
good news department. Church celebrates birthday with a beer. This is my kind of church. What better way to celebrate a 750th birthday than with a beer brewed for that very occasion? UK brewer Wadsworth has produced a special beer to commemorate the event for nearby St. Mary the Virgin Church in Patern. Divine Ale is a 5.1% ABV dark and bitter porter, an older style beer in keeping with the great age of the church and ideal for cold winter days and nights at Christmas time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Being a virgin, that would make him be cold and
it's
bitter.
It's virgin
too.
Beer. Yeah. That's bad. Yeah, go ahead. Insult Jesus. Go ahead. He's watching your ass. The brew was the brainchild of Julian Richards, landlord of the George and Dragon in Patern, and the vicar's wife, Ann Howard's. Now, I don't know how I feel about the vicar's wife conspiring with a bartender to come up with a beer.
But she's dark and bitter, too.
That sounds like the vicar goes in and he goes, Ann, what are you doing with the man? She goes,
Making a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Church's anniversary. Beer. Divine Ale. But
We had to get naked to make this happen.
That's right. It's naked brewing.
That's how I brew.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rick. That just ruined it for me.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, that's right.
That's
it is.
That's right. You got to see him. Ollie's wearing nothing but platform shoes and a smile.
Well, isn't that how he used to go to work,
too? He's got Cool and the Gang in the background.
The disco ball's going.
Dry hopping takes on a whole new meaning. No, but that's pretty cool, though. It's like this is the Church of England, which, of course, remember, it was like Henry VIII couldn't get divorced because he's Catholic. He said, screw that. I'm starting my own church.
isn't that the same church that the pilgrims left because they didn't agree with it?
Let's not do religion.
I don't know. You lost me on that.
Oh, well, I lose you on a lot of places.
Snip, snip. If you'd only heard the sacrilegious thing Martin just said. So, that's pretty cool, though, celebrating good. So now that's the good, the nice, the light side of things. Now we turn to the darker, more evil side.
Oh, you're talking about my story.
That would be Martin's story.
Well, I just want to come out and say thank you for not giving me another fluff piece.
No, you're done with your fluff.
I'm ready to do some hard-hitting journalism.
You are. Go ahead. Hey, hit a wipe.
I mean, I got a C
in
writing.
Tap that news.
Tap that news. Okay. Dublin, Ireland. We brought this news to you, what was it, last year?
A couple shows ago,
yeah. The
actually, as it happened. As you recalled, we brought this story to you.
I don't recall. That's why I'm asking you.
We brought it to you right before it happened, according to the Dateline.
That's true.
Okay. So we were the first people to actually report on this. Have at it.
Ireland's National Police Force has arrested two men in connection with the audacious robbery.
By God.
Last week on the landmark Guinness Brewery in Dublin. Remember that the guys pulled in with a truck and took out 450 kegs of Guinness and Miller beer.
Budweiser.
I'm sorry.
Which we still are puzzling over how the hell did that happen.
Right.
Okay.
I guess maybe they took it back and that's when they got caught. But anyways, I'm going to try to pronounce this appropriately, so any listeners, don't call. I'm just a southern boy. The Garda Síochána police force declined to specify how many kegs have been recovered?
That's the Irish cops.
Okay, if you say so.
It is. It's the Irish police force.
Okay. Following the November 29th raid, when a lone man – see, I'm repeating now what I've already told you.
We thought it was a gang.
No.
It says now it's a lone man.
Yeah. Hitched up a trailer loaded with 450 kegs and drove straight out through the security gate into rush hour traffic.
That's insane.
Guinness called it the biggest robbery in the 248th year history of the brewery. I mean, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, say the police recovered a non-specified volume of the stolen beer Monday at an undisclosed location in the County Meath, northwest of Dublin.
Ambiguous point number one.
Right.
Okay.
And arrested two men Tuesday on suspicion of involvement with the theft. They haven't charged him with a theft, a suspicion of the theft.
And no names, so ambiguous point number two.
This sounds like a government cover-up to me.
Yep, it gets worse.
Yeah, police said one man was charged Wednesday. Now we're talking Monday, Tuesday, now we're on Wednesday.
Yep.
With possessing stolen property and received bail pending his arraignment in Kilmainham District Court, west of Dublin. On December 21st, an unusual delay that reflected the detective's desire to keep looking for others involved in the robbery.
December 21st is like 2 weeks away.
Right.
How far in the future are we getting?
I don't know, but I am
okay,
hitting you.
You're just reading it.
I am interpreting the facts as they are presented to me. Okay, the other man was released Wednesday without charge, but police said he was suspected of lesser involvement in the robbery, and a file of evidence was sent to the state prosecutor's office.
Ambiguous point number three.
A common practice in Ireland.
We let him go.
Right.
Okay.
The Garda Síochána said it would
Irish
not.
Irish popo.
Okay.
Lucky Charms 5-0. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's magically delicious.
I sure, and I'll get your Guinness, too.
And said it would not release any details about the two men, their alleged involvement, the location of the river recovered kegs, or how much of the beer booty remained at large, saying it could make harder to catch others involved in the raid.
You can't say the damn name of the Irish police, but you can say bitter booty perfectly.
I'm sorry.
You know, you got your priorities.
This is beginning to look like Bush's involvement with Iran.
Does this not sound like, what the hell? And I love that last part, though. They're not going to release their names, but let's put it on the internet.
Let me, the final. The closer.
Okay, the money shot. Go ahead.
You just tripped up, Alan. Irish detectives sometimes put bailed suspects under surveillance in hopes that they might help police to identify others involved in a particular crime.
So we got to keep this quiet.
So let's put it on the internet.
Don't tell them they're being watched. Sure, yeah, yes, you're free to go. Just go along your merry way. Nothing's going to happen.
And don't mind the person in the van following you.
That's right. No, it's nothing. Don't worry about the cameras.
That's just a regular cleaning van.
Nothing like hillbillies doing Irish accent.
And the government plates on it mean nothing.
So there's some poor bastard wandering around Ireland knowing the entire world is watching him, and they don't put any names
on him. No, not the entire world. The Muslim world doesn't drink beer.
Yeah, but they're probably
the rest
watching.
Of the world.
Saying, watch was the snip, snip. So, I mean, I thought that's just fascinating, though. We reported this. Now they caught somebody, and they're releasing nothing. There's no names. There's no nothing.
Well, tomorrow, let's go check YouTube.
We'll be all over it. And so, yeah, you can probably see the surveillance video live. So, you know, there's only one thing we can do to just kind of get this horrible, evil taste out of our mouth.
Well, tell us, Dick. What would that be?
I think we just need to – we're going to have to tap it one more time.
No, don't say so.
This is a historical moment in Big Foamy Head broadcast history.
Uno más.
Yes. We got to have one more. We're going back at it. A special from Beer Haiku, tribute to the Guinness Bandit. Cueing the music, Rick.
Interpretive Dance Theater presents Beer Bandit Raids Guinness. 40,000 pints stolen from Dublin Landmark. An audacious crime. Beer Haiku.
Yeah. Audacious.
Audacious.
Once again, written by Captain Hobbs, haiku writer.
He is a prolific guy, isn't he? So for our third and final story, Rick's going to steer us away. We finally brought it back around to some class and culture, and you've got a story that combines both good and evil.
I am part of the news.
You are part of the news. You're our man on the scene, our Johnny on the spot, our reporter at large, coming to you live from Studio West.
And how much did he pay you for that?
It's $3.
Okay.
All right, Martin, give me the Dateline, Boulder, Colorado, December 6, 2007. Avery Brewing Company, Mephistopheles Stout has arrived.
Yay.
Over the last 3 months, Avery Brewers have poured their heart and soul into this demon. They've carefully crafted the beer from its humble beginnings as high gravity wort to its culmination as a 16% ABV Belgian Imperial Stout. Vintage 2007 is as big and black as ever, with the complex flavors of caramelized fruits, chocolate-covered cherries, and a double espresso finish. Stop in the Avery tasting room tonight between 4 and 7 for the official release party. Guess where it was tonight?
Between 4 and 7.
I was at the Avery tasting room. And I had
the
Mephistopheles Stout.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
What
dark
was that, what
beer.
Was that, what was that ABV again?
16% ABV.
My God. We had that Santa Claus and he kicked our butt with 14.
No, Sammy Claus. But Sammy we had several shows earlier in our Thanksgiving Halloween beer show. We had Mephistopheles from last year.
Yes, okay. We did.
And it was excellent. And
we had that terrifying ghost story that I told.
Yeah. Ooh.
You want to hear it again?
No.
Okay.
Let him go back.
Go back to your platform shoes and your disco ball.
No, it was the Mephistopheles, though, I think the best of the bunch, and it's like their flagship of the Demon series, right, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was amazing. Initially you get a hit with the taste of sweet, and then halfway in between, it becomes fairly bitter. I think the IBUs on this thing are jacked way up over 100% IBUs. But after that, you start getting into the caramel, cherry, fruity, roasty, toasty, smoky flavor characteristics that you get in your typical Russian Imperial Stout. And this thing is going to sell her very well. So if you guys get an opportunity, go out and buy it. Also on tap tonight, they had the cask condition Czar. Mm. So that was a hand-pumped Czar. Very good.
That's their Imperial, not their Imperial IPA. That's an Imperial Stout too, right?
It's one of the Dictator series.
Dictator series, yeah.
Yeah. And then they had a Eau de Dieu, which is the Old Jubilation wort, which was fermented with a Rauschenberg yeast. So somebody has to look that up because I don't know exactly what that means. It's fantastic.
Is it as good as a down low?
It was like an 8% beer that was just very smooth, easy to drink, fun after having the Mephistopheles. It was nice to drink this. But the real treat of the evening was the Buffalo Trace Salvation. And you know Salvation?
With Buffalo Trace Bourbon?
Yeah, Buffalo Trace Bourbon.
Ooh.
Or whiskey, I don't know which. Mixed with the Salvation Belgian style ale. And if you know, Avery and Russian River, they both have Salvation Belgians. And they've done a beer that's called Collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is Avery Salvation aged in Buffalo Trace barrels. And the vanilla characteristics and the bourbon, that was my favorite beer of the evening. It was like drinking candy, you know. Now, so that's my Dateline Boulder, Colorado.
Now, I wanted to ask you, though, the Mephistopheles, how aged was this that you had? Because, I mean, how fresh off the tap?
Oh, this is fresh. They just released it today.
So it's really, I mean, from an Imperial
Very
Stout,
young.
Yeah, very young. And so, like you said, it'll sell her well. This will be one that we'll want to get and throw a couple of bottles back and have next year this time,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, if we sell our beer.
If we could possibly sell our beer. All right. Well, good stuff. We've had a lot of good beers, and one that we thought was going to suck turned out pretty good.
Yes, I'm feeling very happy right now.
The download did its magic for you.
Yes, it did.
So we're going to wind it up, and more coming your way. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Take care.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody.